Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pretend we're going for a walk as we sing. Shall we go for a walk today? Walking is so good for our bodies, so have fun and say yes when family says, shall we go for a walk today?
Shall we go for a walk today? A walk today, a walk today. Shall we go for a walk today to see what God has given? Yes, we'll go for a walk today, a walk today.
Pretend you're helping little Jesus in this song. You can sign Jesus by touching your middle finger of one hand to the palm of your other hand and then switching on your other hand. Then make a little house over your head using your arms. And let's sing Jesus lived in a little house.
Jesus lived in a little house where there was much to do. Like
it's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Was Jesus ever a little child with a mommy and daddy to listen to?
Yes.
Yes. Even though he is God, he honored his parents by listening to them. Question 2. When the mommy of Jesus called him to come help her carry water, would he say, no, I'm still playing?
No, he would not.
What would he do?
Say, yes, Mommy.
Question 3. If Jesus saw an animal, like a bird that was hurt, what would he do?
Help it.
Yes, he would try to help it because he would always take care of the animals. Our story today is puppies. Job 12:7.
Ask the beasts,
and they will teach you.
Do you have a puppy? Or does one of your friends have a puppy?
Yeah, now I can feed my doggy. Her name is Chloe. She's so small.
I've met Chloe. She's a super nice puppy. A puppy is one of the most wonderful animal friends. They're furry and they're fun to pet. Puppies love to play. Sometimes you can throw a stick or a rock and they love to chase it. Or maybe they'll jump into your arms. Some puppies love to go swimming. They like to play tug of war. They are just so much fun. Puppies are cute, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But when they're born, they're not ready to play quite yet. Did you know that when puppies are born, they are blind and deaf? Do you know what that means?
No.
That means their eyes are stuck shut, so they can't see. They're also born deaf, and that means they can't hear. Puppies don't even have teeth when they're born. That's kind of funny. After about 10 days, the puppy's eyes start to open. Then they can see. Their ears start to hear when they're about 3 weeks old. When they start growing teeth, they might even try to play by giving you a little bite sometimes. And you also have to watch where you put your socks and your shoes and your toys because puppies like to chew and chew and chew on things. Because puppies can't see, cover your eyes like you can't see, and they can't hear, cover your ears, and they can't smell, pinch your nose so you can't smell. Puppies can't see, hear, or smell when they're first born, so they have to stay very close to their mommy. If you couldn't see, or hear, or smell, would you want to run off far away by yourself, or would you want to stay close to your mommy?
I want to be close to my mommy.
Yes, you'd want to stay close to your mommy because she would take care of you. Puppies grow very fast, much faster than human babies. By the time a puppy is a year old, it's not a puppy anymore. It's all grown up. Are you all grown up at one? No. You might have a little brother or sister who's one. They're just tiny still. In order to grow that fast, puppies have to sleep a lot. They sleep so much when they're little, sometimes it seems like all they do is sleep. Why do you think kids need more sleep than adults?
Because Jesus loves me.
He does love you, and Jesus knew you would need more sleep because you're growing. Sleep helps us to grow. The mommy doggy carefully takes care of all her puppies. She loves her puppies, and she watches over them so tenderly. When we see a mother dog gently taking care of her puppies, we can think of who? Of Jesus and your mommy and daddy. They love you and take care of you. Do you want to tell them thank you for taking care of you? Let's tell them thank you right now.
Thank you, Mommy.
And thank you, God, for taking care of us. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his deeds. Now, let's learn it in a scripture song.
Even a child is known by his deeds, known by his deeds, known by his deeds. Even a child is known by his deeds. Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his deeds, known by his deeds, known by his deeds. Even a child is known by his deeds. Proverbs 20:11.
I'm so glad you joined me today and that you got to learn about puppies and about the Bible and how much God loves us. You can hear more wonderful stories about nature and the Bible going to startingwithjesus.com and check out some of the other programs. Or you can also write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Now it's time to pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for puppies. Thank you for mommies and daddies and other family who take care of us. Help us to remember that you take care of us all the time. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today is We Are His Hands. You can hold up your hands in the song. We are his hands to touch the world around us.
We are his hands to touch the world around us. We are his feet to go where he may lead. And we
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.